Hello.
Hello.
No, no, that's fine. That's fine, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. I don't know if you recall, because it was a little while back in June, we had a chat because what we do is we work all around managerial development and strategy, business growth and profitability for businesses. And you mentioned that all this strategic stuff tends to happen around about September time. So to give you a call, that latter part of August. So I'm afraid it's come back to catch you again because I'm here. can I just check? I mean, is that still the case? Because I know Alex would happily have a chat with you over Zoom, and I was just wondering whether it's sensible to book something in September.
Well, what we've actually done, we won a load of money from Innovate UK.
Oh, brilliant.
To do knowledge transfer partnership stuff, which is something I've done a lot of in the past.
Yes.
So we're setting that up as we speak, well, over the next month or so, recruiting three new associates, I think they're called. Yes, that's what they're called.
Yes.
And that hasn't taken us by surprise because we've been applying for the money for the last year or so, but it takes time for some of these things to bed in and get approved.
Yes.
And all that sort of stuff. Now, what I don't know is what strategically the rest of the team are thinking about the fact that, you know, literally we've only found out in the last 10 days that we've got the money, and half the rest of the team are on holiday at this time of year, as you can expect.
Of course, yeah.
What I don't know is how unusual for us to get involved with universities and things like that. The guy that in effect is sort of leading the strategy on that, he's sadly his mother passed away a couple of months ago, so he's been sort of otherwise distracted, is a better,
right,
is a nice way of saying that, I suppose. So I haven't actually caught up with Matt to talk to him about any of these sorts of bits and pieces. And he's actually in the south of France at the moment on holiday, which I wish I was with him, but I'm not.
Can I make a suggestion? Oh,
yeah,
sorry, Phil. And you'll smile at this. The Guinness Partnership, PricewaterhouseCooper, Eurostar, eBay, lots of different companies, but also charities as well, and charitable organisations. And what Alex tends to do is have a chat around. We're very much focused on managerial leadership and development.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Alex does is he has a chat around where you want to get to, and he puts forward the sort of things that we can do to help, and the organisations that we've done this for, and it's worked very well. But the nice thing about us is when we talk to you, we're not looking for work immediately. We're not looking,
mm-hmm.
we don't operate that way. We often sow seeds 6 to 12 months in advance of any
yep.
work we do.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering whether it's worth him having a chat with yourself and possibly your colleague.
Yes, I think so.
It sort of makes more sense. And perhaps whether to book something in at the end of September, give everybody a chance to get back in and settled rather than, you know, moving it to the front end. I don't know whether the last week of September, I've got him free the 28th, 29th and the 30th, whether it seems sensible to look at one of those days. It
gives
us plenty of time.
That's certainly... I'm just trying to think about my diary. I know I'm busy on the Monday of that week. I mean,
this is the Wednesday, Thursday, and the Friday.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay, right. Yes. So that those days may be suitable for Matt and I. And I, if I was sat at my computer, I'd be able to see Matt's diary in front of me because I can. We share
you.
Diaries and bits and pieces. But I'm not because I'm out in the field.
Would you like
maybe suggest something on an email? I'll talk to Matt about that, and then maybe we can set a Zoom up or Teams or meeting.
Fabulous.
Or whatever, as you suggest. Yeah.
Do you have a preference for Teams or Zooms, or does it not matter to you?
I don't mind, but I think generally the organisation uses Teams mostly.
That's fine. Well, what I'll do then, with your permission, if I put something in now, because I know Alex gets quite busy quite quickly once we start after this holiday break. So how about if I book in the 11:30 on Wednesday 28th, but it does have the facility when this comes across, if you and Matt talk and need to change dates because of calendars and different things, it'll have the facility for you to get onto there and move it and see Alex's calendar. So if you're comfortable with me doing that, Okay. I'll get that across. That's lovely. And what I'll also do is send you an email so you can share that with your colleague. What's Matt's direct? Because he'll wonder where it's come from. Mm-hmm. I'll send it to you, Phil. Phil, could you help me your email? I realise I've only got your private one with it being off your LinkedIn, I think, from when you first contacted. How many people approximately in the organisation yourself and Matt are responsible for the training development?
There is, in the organisation in total, there is about 85.
Yeah.
And in the department, the wilder, wilder landscape, which is the bit that Matt heads, and in effect, I sort of mentor his team for him, is about 36.
That's lovely. Thank you. So I'll get this email across to you. I've put down here about the Innovate UK as well, because that's really useful, because that can be used in so many ways to help the organisation. I think Alex has worked with that set up before, so he'll be able to have a chat with you around that as well. And is there a specific thing you're looking at doing? Because you were saying about recruiting three people.
Yeah, ultimately... the role that I have there is I've run a number of businesses as the MD in the past. So I've come into Derbyshire just because I know their CEO very well, and I've come in basically to help Matt formulate his team, and that's working very well. But I think that there are a number of probably half a dozen people in his team that have leadership potential,
right?
And certainly things that I have done in the past with external consultants, sort of leadership people, that have worked very well in other organisations. We've sort of looked at that team and said, well, how does that team respond to Matt's leadership style, and how do they develop their own leadership style?
Right, that sounds great. That'll be a really meaty discussion that you'll have with Alex then as well, because team and leadership. And the other thing that we do, which is I think most people find really helpful, is actually making sure it gets embedded into the team. The training gets used, you know what I mean? It really is. So how did this training help with this scenario? And just keeping, that's what we tend to do, keep abreast of that with the companies, because then you can actually come back. I mean, when we're talking to training managers who have to validate why they've spent the money on the training in the first place, it's very much what we can then show how it has actually worked with the team, how it has helped, and the results that it's driven from the training. So we're very much that way. But I'll send you all the information on that. You've been really kind. Thank you so much, Phil. And are you out literally in the field at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's us environmental people. Even though I might be a little bit older than I was when I first started doing all these sorts of bits and pieces, but still enjoy getting out and about in the field and reminding ourselves what it is we came into this job for in the first place.
Fantastic. Well, take care and have a great afternoon. All the best to you.
Brilliant. Bye-bye. Thanks for that. Take care. Bye-bye.